Just something worry. Build this through the path. So we just learned Zara Borrow Arcade. Wondering the act of sorting and sifting. The seventh, the sixth, the seventh, and ninth block up. In between this and the block of Teichen, that means after you do the Zara and Borrow, then you come along and take the kernels and you grab it up, and after you do the act of Arcade. The Sugya of Teichen, we have because two Sugyas, one that I endowed and the one Kufi Dalad. Let me start with the Sugya at the end of the 15th parak, the Sugya Kufi Dalad. You have a Sugya over there that someone has Yom Kippur that's Chal on Shabbos. You have Knivas Yerek. The question is, from Minchel of Milo, can you do an act of Knivas Yerek? Lachlik is Rav Huno and Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon says, Ramai said, Smutter, and Rav Huno wants to come to answer it. The Gemara at the end of the parak ends off, they saw the Klai Yisrael were being lax and they're doing Knivas Yerek before Minchel. Therefore, they were sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael that even Rav Yechon himself, he came along to answer it. Now first, what is the Pshat in Knivas Yerek? What is the Malacha that were Choshir, so coming along asked before Mincha, or coming to Matur after Mincha? So Rashi the Sugya says, L'natik olim b'naklochim k'dei lashvosam. You cut off the top of the leaves over here to make them even, to smooth them out. Explains the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ran, and the Ritva. Means you take off the bad leaves from the good leaves. It's have the active burial over here. The Bach says, it sounds like from the Rishonim, that different gears in Rashi. In fact, the Rishonim, these three Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ran, and the Ritva, this is Mitzad Borer, that's very good, why it's also before Mincha. Why is it mutter mitzvah after mincha? The Gemara sounds like the only thing that's mutter after mincha is a shvus. A shvus to make l'chod is mamish is the right of bar. The second malach says the Rishonim, the Ben Chanan on the page, and the Rambam on the Torah. Knivas Yerek means the case when you're removing the wilted leaves on top of the lettuce. That means we don't know already the sugyo. Explains the Magen Mishnah of Pshat in the sugyo here. And again, the bar is something ba'etzim is not really eat at all. It's shnei minim. But let's say it's right to eat an idea at chak. Better than its leaves with the wilted leaves on top of it. Therefore, you allow to remove it. But since it's a mess, you like to act the burr. Therefore, when they're bottom, they came along and they asked it to removing the bad leaves from the good leaves over here. A gam that really eat an idea at chak. However, after mincha, they came along to be matured over here. And come along with the Magen Mishnah, you want to say that's my subshan in Rashi. A bad that not coming to matur at dinderite. So, discussing a case of drabban over here. A third mahalach among the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Ran, and the Ritva. Wrote down halacha, sound that way from the Mishnah Berurah, and the Bialacha, and Tafer, Ishid Aleph, Dochus Yom Kippurim. The halacha discussing is that Dochus Yerek, washing vegetables. That means before Mincha, Yavabayam, Tzad Asugi, Vachono. After Mincha, they came along and they came to Maturit. Now, we see over here that they're discussing in Yom Kippur on Shabbos, washing vegetables. And said clearly, then the only reason we wanted to ask him is how the Sugya of Achonel. We spoke out by the Sugya of Ein Shalom Kashinon, the Shimachinu Test of Ches. Over there said the person could not soak their Puach Adama or other vegetables on Shabbos. We said the Issa Bar, yet over here we see the Locha, Dachas Yerek. The Rishonim saying clearly that's Pshan the Sugya Knivas Yerek. You have a right to wash it. There's no Issa inside the Sugya Bar. This is one of the stark riots that the different Achonim down in Chayno, for Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, and others. And we see there's a chilti washing vegetables and soaking vegetables. We see clearly at Dachas Yerek how the Ushenim Be'ikha saying Pshana Sugya is washing it is mutter. Now those who try to answer back, the Mazon was tiny that a case of your Dachas Yerek means it's Royal Achilo, only doing in the Kiya Yisayo. But the old Piskechu is the new one not bringing down, we'll say the case of your Royal Achilo, it had to be eaten. It seems our place can sound like it cannot be eaten unless you wash it. It sounds like it's a very stark riot, it's very hard to answer. Those will be makor. We know the chanish and the imay. Those are makor. Don't wash vegetables. The core of most places can say it's mutter. This is one of the striker writers. So first, the first three pshat in the sugya, the sugya barer. That's where we have the hemshik over here. He was Eric. Either have Rashi sound like a barer device to show him grapple with. Either spur drop on him, or the idea of a dachas Eric. The fourth malach is tasteous, cutting vegetables. And the is a kasha. That is sugya toichet. They will keep them tasteous. We can't whether big pieces or small pieces. That's the full mouth of the sugya again. It means the Rashi cut off the top to even it out. You have the idea of removing the wilt and the bad leaves on top. The idea of a dachas yerek. And the idea of stam cutting. Now stam shan the sugya, the Gemara sounds like, what's that? This is what happened after mincha, before mincha. The Gemara says, b'bnei agmas nefesh. So Rashi says, after mincha, where explains Rashi, that in Kippur we're supposed to have agmas nefesh. So a person's fasting all day, it's after mincha, person's starving, it's not being eating the vegetables, he has love, agmas nefesh. because he has Akmas Nefesh, and therefore has Inu Yom Kippur, we're coming to matter it. I mean, the whole issue is the Sigur Achono. Now there's a tzarech over here to cause a person to have Inu Yom Kippur. Akmas Nefesh. The cause, Rashi says twice, it causes you to be in pain that, you know, I'm starving, I'm taking vegetables, I can't eat it. That's what Rashi understands. The Pashas of other Rishonim go, the Balmor, the Abban, the Rashi, the Iri, the Chudish Luran, forget that's Akmas Nefesh after Shabbos. You won't have any food ready to be eaten. Therefore, they came over and matter the din of Achono after being Mincha L'maylo. The matter afterwards of Akmas Nefesh after Yom Kippur. To take away the Akmas Nefesh. Now, either you can understand that the Issa V'Achono, you know, make without Issa V'Achono as Tzar, or you can understand when you learn the Sikh V'Achono, we have the Mashak's Malach. The only Issa V'Achono is why do it now, if you do it later. I'll tell you why I'm doing it now. Because later I'll be Tzar. So I have a reason why I'm doing it now. There's no Issa V'Achono right now. They are discussing, so let's be Matir before Mincha. So Rashi sounds like Matir before Mincha not, because there is no Akmas Nefesh, which he told us. The other Shem say, why not be Matir before Mincha? So where the Rashbo and the Ritzvah, they want to say, it looks like you're being mistaken with Tzorech HaYoyim, doesn't look too good. Those who want Taino, because they might come to go eat it, the Balamor, the Rashbo, after Mincha has passed Basali, you ought to get about to eat it, to pass Basali. Or the way the Pesky read, the Ritzvah says, you're too early, it looks like coming to Mavashal it.
Where do you see Shmorah?
Rashi, Pesky read, Ritzvah, they say that's Pshat, and the Sugya.
They're all the Tzorechists.
Baruch Hashem. Alok l'maiso, neget k'nivas yerek, is a mutter on Yom Kippur Chal and Shabbos and Mincha l'maylo. So again, the more ends off. Since this Klal Yisrael was lax from before Mincha, therefore there's a lot of sense from Yisrael Marovo. And the Yerachim came up to answer it. Therefore, we have a minik brought down, but already we showing them that even the Gemara seemed to have Yerachim matter it. But the Ben Chanan of Yisrael, we answer it. The Yerachim from Yerosh, and therefore the Mechamet Tofrei should all be alok l'maiso. The Vizierik, the Maisa is also, even Mincha L'maylo. Now they point out, if you read the case of Yahweh, well, exactly, of Yahweh with Matir, that the letter came. So Rashi, where Rashi explains it, that they asked, that Yahweh matted it, it came along in, they saw Kleistel being made up in Mincha before Mincha ready. Therefore, they sent a letter, somebody sent a letter in the name of Yahweh, then it was for them to make Kavalani, that's really Osir, and some method made up a letter. Because Klai Yisrael were being mixed in this issue here, so they made up a letter to tell Klai Yisrael they cannot go do it. So there's a sugya out there discussing Toilim Be'ilim Gadol. People think things are usher, and they know 100% usher, but they have to blame on somebody. French press is usher. I personally showed it to Chaim Kanievsky, and he asked it. But it's also, I have to say Klai Yisrael Mani Yisrael. So there's a question, can I make up a psak in the name of a Gadol? Because I know I have to save Kleistel from Yisroel over here. It's called Tolem Be'ilin Gadol. It's brought down by the Magarvom and Sim Kufn involved. There's such a concept out there. He brings down the Gemara Pesachim, the Gemara Erevin. A person has a right to blame it on a massive tree over here to save Kleistel from Yisroel. Says the Masham, where's the Raya? This tomorrow. Rabbi Yochanan Rashi explains, they sent a letter of shame of Rabbi Yochanan to somebody in order to convinced Kleison not to do Yisroel before Mincha, and they even asked something that Be'etzim is Mutur, that's after Mincha. And they asked something, it's even worse, that Bishlana, and all something is also a Seder. And no one knows, I'm saying B'Shem Skadol. Here, Be'etzim, something is Mutur, I came along and sent a letter that they're asking it, that this Gadol stuff, we don't hold this over here, it's Mutur. It's a dangerous thing to be Seimachon. You see signs around, people seem to take this Halokha L'Maison. They put signs the same Gedolim, and it's a Gemara by us, Kilimil and Gadol. Maisa Bakavam himself ends off Sarachian, Aleph. Just say over a personal story, could be a said before, I think it did. In Yeshiva of Erech, 20 years ago, there was a sign put up around the Yeshiva that there's a Mechira twice a year in the Yeshiva about they sell farm they're left behind. The guy puts up a sign, the Mashiach of the Yashiv, for the Yeshiva has no right to go sell it. Pashas Kinevo, it's not theirs, a mitzvah Shavas Avedo. You have no right to Maisa Gosalat. Popsan all of Shem Liashiv. So I knew the person, knew it wasn't true. Went up to him and I said, you know, you're making this up. He's like, yeah. Tell me the gutl. The Mamish, the Kanovim, Mamish, Gnei, Parshid, Brahman, the Saladin is not true. So I personally took down the signs, gave it back to him, because I'm not sure to rip up the signs, because that might be Gzela. So he took the signs, put them back up again, fine. Back and forth. A couple years later, I might have a sefer that I actually bought from the sale. Yaakov Moshe Katz, one of them, she was mirror, he borrowed the sefer from me, and he saw a seventh sign that I bought from the sale. How can you buy a sefer from the sale? The Asher, that's Asher Gomer, Imam Shah Gazan over here. I said, he didn't know the person, but my see made it up. He said, maybe it's true, maybe the Asher, Tidas over here. So a couple of years after that, I happened to be speaking to Rabbi Berkowitz, and it came up, and Rabbi Berkowitz told me, I'll tell you a story. He said, Erech 40 years beforehand, he was by Rabbeinish, and Shiva Smiya had a problem, Rabbeinish Finkel, Shiva the mayor then, and the mayor had a problem then that was getting bigger and bigger, a lot more sparm, and did not know what to go do with it. Sell it, store it, winter store it, what to go do with it. So Rabbeinish sent Berkowitz to ask the actual this question. Rabbeinish felt maybe, felt close, should be also to sell it. So Berkowitz himself went to Biashim. Biashim says you have permission to go sell it. That means Berkowitz told me that Biashim told him that the McCarthy should be to go sell the swarm is Biashim. So telling about the Elon Gadol is very dangerous. People think they know 100%.
It's amazing that Biashim had chazal.
No, I asked the guy, he didn't speak to me. He didn't speak to me. The Makor is on the Asher. Fine. I've got a Sugya Kedim as Yarek. My Sugya came out with the Talib Shat. We have four Pshat. We have three of them making the Sugya of Barra. That's the Lomish of India, the Barra. And the fourth is the Sugya of Teichen. We get to Teichen over here. We have Kama Yisrael, the Teichen of Mechal, but it's a big piece of small pieces. How we do see with Teichen discussing Urakis over here. Salas of Teichen, the Issa of small pieces on Urakis. And Beth go through the locks of Teichen. The Betzim, you have to answer five questions. The five determinant in Teichen, the two Dindu Abadans, and there's one idea called Teichen Dvura, mashing things. When you answer all 8 points over here, basically, we'll look to Teichen, we have Maskolo, there's what to go do. First, the five determinant that are out there. Of course, you have a pass in the Zeterium. Number one is the Teichen of Eichlin. Maybe cutting a tomato, cutting a vegetable, there's no Issa Teichen. Number two, maybe something that already was had Tchina to it, like Lechem. Ain't teichen like a teichen. Number three, even things that have teichen to it, maybe it was la'alter, miyad, like burger, there's no isser of teichen. Number four, maybe there's no teichen by things that are not gedula karko. For example, eggs, cheese, or meat. And number five, the Gemara Kupim Aleph, Shini Gomer will mark the sugi of teichen. Those are the five terms over here. There'll be two cases that are bottom, it's a sugi of the chol, and things that are maybe not gedula kfas. And we'll have a sugya of Tchina Gemura. Tonight we'll try to focus on the three of the five Eterim. That means tonight we'll focus on the idea of Tchina Ba'eichel, Ein Teuchen, Acha Teuchen, the sugya of the altar.
What is
the Gemura? Tchina Gemura. That means we'll get back to it in a week from now.
That was
today. No, I said five Eterim, two Durabonons. What?
What's
the second Durabonon? Second Durabonon is back, does Kassas, the Bialocho. First, again, Teichel Ba'eichlin. So the main sugya is the 2.5 lines in that Ein Dal on Beis. The Gemara says, "Amar Papa, Haiman the Parm Solka, Chaim Rishim Teichel." Someone cuts, let's call Solka beats, not clear. Someone does that, Chaim Rishim the sugya of Teichel. On that common place, it says, "Dafka Solka Shaych Tchino, Amashar Eichlin Shari." Teichel is very clear that Solka, again, we'll call it beats. That's a case over here that you chai for. Mashaikin all Ola Eichlin is mutter. We have black Tosfos, and the way Truman Jetson explains that the idea of silko, person cannot eat as is, you have to massacre the Megiwel Achil. Mashaikin all Ola Eichlin, Chinam Ba Eichlin, Lemais is mutter. Tosfos.
What do you do in the Mishkan? Make flour?
Flour, which I have to not bake. That's also, it's the next stage. That's also correct.
Not just so.
Fine, partial. I mean, silk, but Shah Erchlin, mice is mortar. Food they can eat. Tomato, a vegetable, a cucumber, apple, orange, anything you want. Not the reason they bring down is that the Rambam, when he brings down the Perek Zayin and Perek of Aleph, says the Rambam, what time are they saying? Machadik is Yerk, Mat, Lavashloi, Kne Lavashloi, then he chayiv. Sounds like Dafka in the pool on a situation when a person comes to cook it, then a person will be chayiv. and they come, not coming to a cookie either as is, you won't be chayim. So we see from the Rambam, the whole idea is dafka when things that not it can be cooked over here. Otherwise, there'll be no isser teichel b'eichlin. The Mishnah wants to say that pshat in the Rambam over here, and that's the Rosh of the sugyo when he brings down the idea of parmasilko. Again, the way Rashi says in the case of, I guess, beets, he brings down the Ben Chananel that says over here, the case of silka is really the bark being separated from the tree, you have this little neman inside over here, joining up in the case of kemach over here, and therefore that situation is nichel together of Taichin. Otherwise, it sounds like from the Rosh of the Ben Chananel, there is no Isser of Taichin, but Ichlin Kiyuza. The Piski Mariach, the Goyis Oshri, the Reed, the Balat Trumo, the Ritva, and look around, the Ikin 19 Rishonim passed, there's no Isser of Taichin, but Ichlin. You'll have to take any vegetable, a grind up a mice, no problem over here. Hagam, you read the Rishonim slowly, and they seem to be coming from different avenues and different opinions of what these signs are should be in Smutter. I mean, again, we have a list of Rishonim, we can divide them up into different categories why that's so. List of Rishonim, the 19 Rishonim said there's no Teichin Be'echin, the Seid Shabbai is, the Issa of Teichin is to make it right to be eaten. But right to be, if you eat it right now, you're just cutting it, that's not the Issa of Teichin. But what is the lumdus or the getter behind it? The way Atreus the Rosh says it over, the getter says, is darker b'kach. Something is dark to be toichin, will come to acid over here. Therefore, ladavka silko, for a case of betzal, onions, or shum, or garlic, other things that are dark and cut into small pieces. Basically, they say that all the onions are much sharper than our onions over here, dark and cut into small pieces. That being definitely the category of toichin. Therefore, those who bring down this dark over here, the Magavam, the Archashugal, and others, the one time that lechura the things that are derech to cut very small, mash enki the vegetables, not the derech. I mean, you might do it, you might want to, but then you can eat it the way how it is. Not nichol the get of toichin. A second way of saying over this mahalach is you read the way the Beis Yosef says over the Rambam. He says today levashloi means it depends what you plan to go do. He says you take a regular apple, you plan to cook it, you cut it into small pieces, you go eat with sir. Why? Because right now it's not a gemara of the tachlis that you want over here. And since you plan to go cook, it'll be osur. Go to other Rishonim, it's not the derech, the mice won't be osur. That means the study of the Rambam is, you want to masakin it. Not the derech to masakin, you want to masakin it. The third way of saying over, where the ritual says over, something that's tzorich tikkun, something that needs to masakin it that way. Not the derech, but it needs to be. It could be a case of a kula, and a case of a chumro. That means, example, a case of raw meat. Speaks on the Chumash Dash, it depends how you say it over, if it's a derech or tzorich. Raw meat's not a derech to grind up. Let's say you want to give it to a person to go eat. Is it tzorich to grind it up? So mitzvah the sugya of tzorich will be even nicer. Mitzvah the sugya of derech won't be even nicer. Come on, chumro. If I can't, then get to the case of onions. Do you need to grind it up? You ever go to these falafel stores that have pieces of onions they serve you and people pick them up and eat over here? No need to cut them up. The derech to cut them up into small pieces. Come on, the case to get to onions, we'll have a case of a kula. Mashenk in the case of the idea of by tzarif, mashenk in the case of chumra over here. And then we have the Rosh and the Ben Chalal, they matter everything, even silka. They're cross the board, any food there is no is over here. Cross the board. Let me just speak out in the cases. That means number one is silka, the Rosh and the Ben Chalal, Mekel or the Shadow of Machmer. That means you have 19 Mekel and Oichlan, but only two of the 19 are Mekel by silka. The case of an onion. Again, besides the Rosh of Melech Nal be Mekel, speaks out the Meiri and the Baal Chumel and the Shit Leran to be Mekel on the onion. Ma'ashekin, the other Rishon will be Mach in the case of onion. Sending the Gate, the case of garlic. Speaks out the Ramak to be Mekel, other Rishon might be Machmer. That means even in the Machmir, we'll get maybe an Afghemina why that's so. Even in the Machmir, the question how to say over Mekelim, the question is how to say over the Mekelim, what the Lamdus over here is. So I said, that's the place the Rishon will hold, the Loch is no Issa Teichel Weichlin. Asana Shani, the Lissa Shani Fakert, come along the Beis Yosef, and he points out, already according to the Chumash Dash and the Azrua, that we'll have a sugya about the idea of Teichel Nacha Teichel. You take bread, can you grind it up, and give it to birds to go eat. And they come along numerous Rishon and say, the reason why it's water, ain't Teichel Nacha Teichel. So the Chumash Dash and the Azrua, why the world say the sugya ain't Teichel Nacha Teichel, say it's water, ain't Teichel Weichlin. Therefore, they speak out. Based upon these Rishonim, the Rashbam and the guys Mordechai and the Mordechai and the Smag, Reim, Ezra, and others are actually holding. There is Issa Teichel Weichlin. This is the Raisa. Otherwise, why to come on to us to give ain't token like a token? If you look around among the Sfarim, as far as I see, we're at 21 different Rishonim whole Fakert, there's an Issa Toichen Ba'ichlan. This is the Raisa. Now, just to be clear, at 21 verse 19, I put Maisa the Rambam on both sides and Taisa on both sides. Maisa, it's not clear what Taisa's sheet is, not clear what the Rambam's sheet is, and there aren't Maisa friends who's quoting them what's trying to on. Taisa's the Maisa we see in the Chorev Estira. Taisa of Ein Alam Bey says, this of Toichen only applies to Silkel, Masha Enkin Sharichlin. Toichen Daf Kuf Yudalim Beis, my Knivas Yerek says, I Toichen, we have the vegetables are cutting up. And Toichen's big pieces versus small pieces. Vech Da Choynim, Stira Toichen's.
Can we talk about Silkel
over there? Talk about Yuakis. Knivas Yuakis. Yuakis. Said Minchas Chinnach, says the Chaznish, yeah, Toichen Choyzer. Kiddush. Choyzer, the Maisa brought down that way, Aloha by Chibus Hadashah. Others being done more gavam, not places and come to be make a little. There's another option to say when it says the case of Eichlin, he means to be matuit, says the Chadnish, it means ain't toichen acha toichen. Silkel can be the case that's osir, but Shaarichlin was toichen acha toichen, like lechem, then it'll come to be matuit. Chadnish Psham Taisus, you look at the Shilder Gemara, we seem to understand that way. A third way in the standing Taisus, come on to the Agmistar Kiddush, he wants Taina, it means that things that are not dula karko. Shar Eichlin, that's not to the character, that meat, then they're coming to you, Michael. Sounds that way, very so, that's how he learned Taisus over here. Or you can learn Taisus, not Kufi Dal and Beis, the way after the Pnei Shabbos wants to learn, it means Kedei Levashloi, Kedei Vizyark, and they're going to go cooking over here. Or the Taisus, if I want to say, if you want Kufi Dal and Beis, Taisus will give me the case, you can't eat, cannot be eating the chai, and you cannot eat that case of silko, that case of onions. But these are all Deich Pshot, and it's answer in Taisus. When the Ilm over here would answer, yeah, two different Balai Taisus. Pashto would say that way. Fine, Yishlon the Yishlain. I mean, the text is not that simple, what exactly he holds. But the Rambam, they point out before the four Rambams. This one, Perek Zayin, Perek Ches, Perek Chof Aleph, and Perek Mishnayis. In Perek Zayin, he writes, Mechadik as Yerk Ma'at At Levashloi. Then a person is Chayiv. That means he made a limitation, the only time he's Chayiv is Levashloi. In Perek Ches, he says over, Mechadik Yerk Tolish, Tolish Toichen. Makes no limitation. You take any vegetable that's tall, you cut, you chayv as toichen. Nothing. You just left it as is. If you read the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef says, who says Kedei Levashloi? He says, Perek Zayin or Perek Ches. Perek Ches does not say that. He says, the Pima Godah must be the Beis Yosef that has different gears than Perek Ches. But we have in front of us, he does not say that. Perek Chaval, if you go back again and say that Kedei Levashloi. And the Perek of Mishnayis, he says, Olo Pshat, he left over blank again. Now, you have two Rambams that says a case that Dak Kedei Levashloi chayv. And two Rambam says over the case over here, Stabazan, Maisi Chayv, by the case of Oyuakas. Again, the Mavucha Mong Migdala Choynim, what's Shah the Rambam, either the way the base is, if you want to stand, the whole idea of Kedei Levashloi is the case over here of a Sibo. You have to come to go cook it. You take an onion and do not plan to go cook it, a silka, do not plan to go cook it, Maisi Smotar. You have to take a vegetable or an apple, plan to go cook it, you even Isidore Isa, the Sibo. Kedei Levashloi is causing this over here. Mashenke says Nachta Tzvi, the Rambam Shav is not Pshat. It's a simin. Says something usually Kedei Levashloi. Therefore, we have to write not Nechel Chai over here. It's a simin to show that's the get over here mitzvah the block of Toichen. Echadam, you take an apple, go cook it. About that Nechel the get of Toichen, you cut the small pieces over here. Because Maisa is apples, it's a vegetable over here. A third way to understand the Rambam has nothing to do that Kedei Levashloi is a sugya of Toichel Eichel Nacht. The way the Elisham says over, before the Mugav Ram, says a shear of Dak Dak. You cut it in the amount that's Kedei Levashloi. What does that mean? In order to cook it, you make things, you dice it very small. That's a shear Kedei Levashloi. But when it's something you do eat or don't eat, does not make a difference over here. That's a shear Shavoi. We'll get to the Taz, the Simish and Chav Dal, the way how he understands. He says, what Kedei Levashloi? Are those you have had to alter? The Vashbo. So now you do Kedei Levashloi. You get the Sugil Barra, maybe. We see it takes away the Hetal altar. So the four different ways we exactly understand the Rambam and therefore under what sheet to put under is being Mekel, being Machman again, Taichim Eichlin. Ekshil Maisel, Luchoria, Machalik, Simon, Lushoinim, Pasha, Machalik, Shokol. If Allah is the person that Chayim by Taichim Eichlin, will Maisel not Chayim for it? Now the Shal is, even if Tzad is not Chayim, is it still an Issa Drabonim? That means the Rambam says a Beis Yosef, he holds there's no Chiyuv by case of Toichel, that's by a real Eichel. But maybe it's still an Isra Rabbanon. Beis Yosef is Sopik over here. The Chacham says the body holds the Isra bottom. That's even clear the words of Tosfos also. I mean, the Rosh also. The Rosh says there's no chay for it. Maybe it's Dindra bottom. Says for Shabbos it's Dindra bottom. When I say read the Rishonim, Tosfos, the Get, his words are Ashar Ichnam, Shari. He writes the word Shari. Look at the Ban, he writes Mutter. Look at the Ra, he says Mutter. Look at the Baal Atchumo, he writes Mutter, and the Ritva writes Mutter, Shitul Ran writes Mutter, the Baal Itish, Bulaleka, they might say write the words on Mutter. So Gamla Beis Yosef is stopping the question over here. I just quote you 8 Rishonim who write the words Mutter. You have a question that may be in the Rambam and may be in the Rosh over here, do not say the word Mutter. You have 8 Rishonim say Mutter, and 2 of them say nothing. Pashas Alokas, the Shal is Mutter or Deraisal. Because there's no Istabon over here. Ulai. Akkad Rishonim, we have Klim Machlokas of Rishonim, is it Mutter or Deraisal? Alok Lamaisef, the person make a Kol Salad on Shabbos, take his lettuce and tomatoes, cucumbers and pickles, and onions are cut into very small pieces. Very practical question over here. So, come up with Mechaber, and it's very clear. Mechatek, a yerk, dak, dak, chayv, mushum, toichen. Chayv. Now, the first you have to realize is the chiddush over here. The klolei psak of the Rambam is, you go up to the big three. And he says the Rambam is not the Raisel, and the Rosh is not the Raisel. The Rifi doesn't even bring down. Gam the Chutu Gaboyim says he holds his chayv. Somehow he came along and said, the loch is chayiv. That's the Mechaber. Afterwards, the Lavush went this way, and the Goyin, and the Chayodom, and the Graz, and the Kitzer, and the Mishnagur, and the Pashtus, the Ben Shchai, make among the Swam say to take your vegetables for your salad, take your cucumber, and cut the very small pieces, you'll even look for an Isidereiso. Chayiv. Shrak Lushrainus. However, you read them off further. The Ma says, Lordin, the Osnal Lachtak, Gregus Chuvim, the Fnei Zakenim. You cannot cut the small pieces. Pieces this Gregor's Chuvim in front of the Zakenim. Why the Fnei Zakenim for? Where's the Beis Yosef from the Sefto? What's he saying of Fnei Zakenim? Says the Magavram, he wants to set Taino, but Dafka Zakenim could not eat it in this situation. They are older, they've lost out their teeth, they can't chew, they don't have the credit for it, therefore they have to make it very small pieces. For them it's Osir. Masha Enkin, other people, Toichim Ba'ichlin, is Mutter. Says the Magavram, simple reading of the Magen Ram is Toichim by Achila, with a Losh Mashmo, is the Loch is Toichim by Achila, Mais is Mutter. And therefore, there is a Toichim Shabbos to pass it this way, the Prima Gurim goes this way, and the Torah says Toichim by Achila, Mais is Mutter. Why? Ramah, before she Ramah that way. That's according to this Malach, yes.
Explain
the Mechabah. So it could be the Mechabah's Ramah Kedarkoi was not clear that he's come to argue, he always leaves it over more ambiguous over here. He come and explain, right? That's how he says of Shad the Mechaber. Maisa, the Oilim, I assume, saw the Bialocha. And the Bialocha says, that's not Shad the Ramon. And he says, it's not Muchach at all. Pashkin you know, have to say, come to argue with the Mechaber without saying it. And then we said the Fnei Zakenim as Urchin the Mosanokat. The word the Urchin Shulchan says, the Mechavim is Dvar Tmur. And then the Mishmur does not Pashkin like this, Pshat and Ramon. Look what the Ramon, if you read that simple, understands and agrees to the Mechaber. The old Maitha person is Chai by Teufel Eichlin. So it comes out, so first, Teufel Eichlin, first Klal, is it there, it's a Teufel Eichlin, Teufel Eichlin, we make a Paschal Yechayiv, I got maybe the Jamal that someone say it's Mutter, but it is always a tear through the basis that everyone agrees it's Trabon over here. But the Maitha, we are Machmer. On the side of Machmer Teufel Eichlin, it means you take your onion, you cut it very small pieces, you slice it, dice it. The look is, let's say you did it on Shabbos. And you come in, you see Rebbe did a few very nicely, very small, special, because you know people like very small over here. And you come along and say, Maisa, we don't do this way. Actually, before the Suda, an hour or two beforehand, now the question is, what are you going to do? Are you allowed to eat it on Shabbos? What's the Shiloh? The look in Negate Knas or Maisa Shabbos, in Simon Shimon Chest of Cotton Bays, brings down a klal, very important klal. That's something that we shouldn't hold it. There's machlokes among the shrinim. If you let it do it lechatchilo, negate the knas will be semech upon that not to answer it. Are the people who hold lechatchilo as no toichim ba'ichlan? We said 19. Maybe you're a ma'ulai. So is there a knas over here when you count things very small? Brings down the mishibura from the chayodom. Vachoichim ha'betzol matznoin dak dak sho shetayim kodim asudo. Korva dova loyma shechayim chatos, va betzalma asurim bachilo. It's korva dova chiyim chatos, and the betzalma asur bachilo. Who are the 2 points over here? Read the words of Mishnah Berurah. So go to Memhei. Black them. There's black and white on my pages. 2 points. First of all, the halacha is that we just saw by Sugya Berurah. The first halacha says that something is the Isra Rabbanon, or you make a knas, he sends you to the guy, you send him a Meir Shito. On a Meir Shito, what's the halacha? There's no knas, ask the things in Shabbos. So when the Mishnah Berurah comes and says, but some Osta Bachilo, what's he discussing? A Shagi or a Mezid? If it's a Shagi, it'll be Mutu Bachilo. Says the Chaim Noah quotes the first halacha by the case of Berurah, and says there must be a case of a Mezid. Although a Shagi was Sebech upon a Meir, to be Mekel. Maisa, read the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Korvadon Alayim Shachir Chatos. When do you mean Chir Chatos? A Shagi. And that's about some Osta Bachilo. So it sounds like in my case of a Shagi coming to answer it. So it could be an answer, Mamish, what are you saying? That we the Mishnah Berurah in Shinri Chas, he said, we're made to be summoned upon it. He said, but Mokhmat Sarach. Again, by Bori does not say those words, Mokhmat Sarach. He left it out. But somehow in Shinri Chas said, Mokhmat Sarach. He said, Echami, it's also Mokhmat Sarach is your mayor. Otherwise, we're going to come home to Asra. That's Aleph. The second point is, Maisa, why is also Bachila for? If listeners should come home to say, it's Mutter. Why can't I ask them? The literature Shem says no, it's not at all. So there's a Kiddush way of reading it. Come with the Mazilba Shrine of Liski. He says, you read like this. It's Korv, these 2 points over here. It's not Chiv Chatzim, those disagree. It's not Osma Chila, because those disagree. It's Korv Adover. You read one long statement. A little bit misleading over here. I won't say it that way, that concept. Maybe you can answer, you have to realize the Mishmur and the Chayyadah were switched cases. The Mechabit says the Mechadik Yerek, Dak Chayyav, Yerek. Kimel Mishmur, they switched to the case of Mitzalm and Snoin, rather than the case of onions. Why did he switch it for? Why Dak in those cases? So it could be, we point out, among even the Mekilim over here, it's not that simple to, a Mekal on a tomato, everyone agrees. On a cucumber, everyone agrees. The case of an onion, the case of a garlic, not that simple. True, there might be Yechidim according to Menachal and the Rosh be Mutter. Say, but you must see to the Ran. Go to Malach of Derech, Lam Daf could be Mutter. Could be now we have 35 Rishon verse 5. Read Rishon slowly. Could be now we have Das Yechidim. So if you learn the Loch and Klolim instead of Shinir Chas over there, to be Semcha Cheetahs, to make no Knas on the case with those Mutter B'diabet, Mutter Chilo, the only one is a good Cheetah out there, but Das Yechidim we won't say it by. Could be over here, the reason why Mishnah Berurah switched the case over here to Mitzalim and Snoin, because here we have Das Yechidim and Echad Mimekel. Now we send him upon that to say it's not Osir, now we won't do a lesson of Mokhmat Sarach, Asr Meir, otherwise it comes to be Makhmur, it comes to Asr.
This is Osir.
Okay.
So
yes, you answer your test, that'll be a local. I guess that, I said that question before, so you should answer that to me. But the outcome, the first call. I'll get to Achminas next time. We're very important to know that call. Second call. Is there Toichim
Oichlan? So the bottom line is
Which one asks that? Yeah, simple reading, unless you want to read a Karmadov, I'm going on both. Second call. Is there Toichim Achat Toichim? That means what happens? First, take flour. After it was ground up. Make it a bread, lay a bread, you want to grind up a second time, give it to Tanya Grill and go eat, or you want to throw it in the wind, whatever you want to go do. And the case of there is, you're doing an act of tchino, that was something that was very tricky before. Is there any isser? To get a look around the Rishonim, they bring down all the Rashbam already, he's seems to be the Rosh and Mekilim over here, and Mika 18 different Rishonim says, Ain isser toich nacha toich. 18 Rishonim, not 19, 18. 18 Shalmai says, Ain toich nacha toich.
When we say
that
the Tochim
Ba'Ochlen,
is it only
Gidul HaKarka? We'll get to it. That's going to be next call. That's why it's very important to know first Tochim Ba'Ochlen and next to HaKarka. That's the whole Shubha Sedeshin is making two Shlapim out of it. So again, we have 8 Yushem saying that no is Tochim Ba'Ochlen. Tochim Ba'Ochlen. The Rashba, the Sugya of La'alter, Mian's Mutter, but the case of Tochim, look up the Tshuva. This case will be disgusting. Can you take pieces of bread and grind them up and give them in front of somebody in the altar? And the reason why come to you, Michael, of Smiyat, says the Mishnah Melech, who's asking Toichin Acha Toichin? The Rashba. Otherwise, why do Rashba have to come on to that little altar over here? Well, he looked among other Rishonim of the Ra and the Ritva, Tosirid, the Ramak. They said the Gemara picks Filko, Masha Enkein, with the Tosir, the Shah Oichlin. They say Masha Enkein, the case of Bas. Why? Because the case of Filko, a situation that's not really Lachilo, Masha Enkein, Pas, ain't Toichel Boichlin. Coming to the Achrenim point out, they the only reason why they make them Pas, because they hold the Shitosa, ain't Toichel Boichlin. But let's say you held it was Isser Toichel Boichlin, it would be an Isser of Toichel Naka Toichel. And therefore, they want to point out, these are showing them it sounds like, but good, this is a Toichel Naka Toichel. Look, Lamaisa, again, there are more. He brings out very clear, of Mutal Fire Lechem Fiat Tanagrilim, white, Klanitchem, in Lochish, in Toichel Naka Toichel, black and white. Lavosh, Ataz, Tverei Sol, Graz, Archa Shulchon, a big among the swarms seems to say there's no problem with Toichel Naka Toichel. Again, is the Chayodom. If you don't say machlokes among Rishonim, you want to say not to be lax about only in the case of Yetzirah. The example says when you have the Rashba of the altar, to go Toichel Naka Toichel, then a person can be mekel. Well, the Chadish himself, the Maisi, wants to disagree, say there is no heter. He says only Yetzirah, and only that, he wants to say that's Peshad Ramah. At least one time he wants to say, the most is ain't Toichel Naka Naka Toichel. The Chol Zeh Lo Mari, and the Chaytich of Meniach, and the Echel Miad, Shari. One second, Chol Zeh Zeh Hemshach. I'm saying over here, ain't Toichel Naka Toichel, but see if the idea of the altar. Now, the Pashi did not read the Ramah the way himself points out, that's not the reading of the Ramah. At least he has a sad set, even if Ramah agrees it's only a tzirf of the altar, the case of Toichel Naka Toichel.
Now,
he holds that way. Maisi, he has a chiddush pshat in the Ramah, not a simple way. Maisi, the Chofetz Chaim, by us, seems to be very clear, ain't Toichel Naka Toichel. I got me the same called Machane Yisrael and Nidchei Yisrael. Those the Americans and those the Russian army. Over there, he brings out the halacha is to be megel on the case of Toichel Naka Toichel only the tzirf of the altar. I think by now, I think the Eidl Kiddua, he quotes words for word the Secretary of Moshe, he's going the Chayotom, and he takes in the Sayla Kula, Sayla Chumro, and therefore, Vlad Dr. Buchak, what he holds from those swarm over there, and make it seems to me when he passes over here, there's no Issa Toichel Naka Toichel. Now, in the gather of Toichel Naka Toichel, the swarm speak out, but let's say you already was to grab it up, and you want to grab it up even further. Is it going to be Issa Toichel? So there is an interesting Eli Tal. He gets involved in the story of a Meshlach official, Michael Ben Desai, maybe not anything ending to it. Big this from did not go this way. They seem to understand that once it's grabbed up, you're making further, that further level was never done before. And therefore, you are over the Issa Toichel Naka Toichel. Now, in this story, we'll love this over here, how to apply the gate to grinding up chocolate, the gate to grinding up cheese, in other cases, let's say medicine. Maybe you'll get back to this question in a week from now, how to find the lumbness of why I'm saying ain't Toichel Naka Toichel. The third thing over here, on the heter, is the idea of the altar. Because the person miyad do the act of Toichel Naka. We know the sugya bara and the vayindal and manal, we know the braisa, bara of oichel, bara of meneach. Come on, Abayin says, bara of oichel altar, bara of meneach the altar. And Rabbah says, shab oma nachmeni, and therefore the heter of the altar, for the case of bara. What is the definition of the altar? Basically, over here, it says very simple. Whatever it means by bara, it means over here. What to get involved with it? He says, we're not going to get involved. It's over there, we already learned it. Sunni and Tess is earlier. This is the thing afterwards. When we came out over there, they said we had four Malcolm among the Shreinim, four ideas. We brought down Ben Echanel, the Goyis Mordechai, Ben Eruchim, and the Rambam. And the Locha seemed to be among us from two main ideas. Either idea of Zman, an hour or a half hour, like Chal, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, or the Chazanish. Or we had a house seemed to be most firm. We do whatever you do as close as possible to the Sudo, without any heftic, any break in between. That's what I meant by Barer. That means who are the same Yisrael over here, by the Sugi of Toichel. Now the question is, can we extend the idea of the altar to the Sugi of other Malachas? Can you extend it to Toichel, to Dosh, to Makapatish? Is there a head out there? So the Rashi Tshuva, he says, just like we said it by Barer, black and white, he says, who did other Malachas? And he got it right, Dosh, and Makapatish, and Toichel. Now, Dosh, you already saw in Simon Shinya test, but Shmuel writes twice, not that way. Makapatis, we do not pass like that. By Toichel, that's the Ram over here. That means the Kimmel, the Rashman extended it. Now, the words are the lumpness behind it, the weather based station, which Shmuel bring down. Just like by the case of by Barba Oichel, the person that eats things, everyone understands, Shasa Chila could take out the Psalus. No one says he can't do that, I'm Psalus Toichel. It's a maisa achila. So just like you do that, the maisa of kain bur in your mouth, do it similar achila also. It's all of derech achila. Had to have derech achila. Same thing says in Rashba. Can you chew your food? To make a difference how big the pieces are? So the base says to be shmur for the Rashba. You can chew your food. I toichen. Everyone agrees. That's derech achila. If so, once we have the concept of derech achila, let's extend it also when you're coming at some achila also. Like if we extend it here also by toichen, let's extend it. This Rashba is brought down by the Ran on the Sugyo. The Ran starts off, can you take a piece of bread? He says you have for altar, and he ends off, ain't toichen acha toichen, as a smag. Sounds like he holds it both. Again, the Chazan says no. The Ran says not machriya. He got two reasons why to be Michael. The Chura, he is being machriya. Look for the chasnish, because he brings down the Rashba altar and the ain't toichen acha toichen, that's meaning for achas man. He needs both reasons for that to say this halacha. Maisa brought down by the Muki Yosef. The Rivash will get to discussing the sugya of using a kli. The show over there says, you have a hetel altar, can you go use a kli? Then we came on the Rivash, you want to say that, yeah, you have a, it seems to agree this side of the altar, you have a bayam san sugya umdachol, before it should be ui this way. And therefore we have a couple of Rishonim say, yeah, clearly you have a hetel altar. Once you have a couple of Rishonim, most Rishonim do not say anything. Says the Beis Yosef, since there's a Rashba, when they do the Achreinim, Rashba no one disagrees. That means who agrees to the Rashba? Everybody. The fact that the Rashba is one of the Gdolah Rishonim, not like one of the later Rishonim, like the Ochus Chaim, the Kolba, the later Rishonim, one of the earlier Rishonim, and they, it's a Tshuva, and the Eilim is brought down, and those who do not bring it out do not disagree, who agrees? Everybody. Everybody in the Maisa agrees to the Rashba. Asada Sheni, first come on the Shulda Giborim, the Maisa is a Mephakbek, compared to the Sugya of Barer. Barer is a case over here, that you're taking bad from good. Therefore, when it comes to Matu, it's not Nichol Sugya Brera. Hey, Imam is doing an act of Teichen over here. Come on to Matu over here. You might think you have a head of Derech Chila by all Malachas. Derech Chila, one Mavashal. Derech Chila, one to any Malach over here, one to Baina. No such head of Derech Chila. Only when it. Says it by the case of Bayer. You'll see it by the case of Teichen. Lloyd, look up the Chumas Hadash case we'll get to Bez Hashem today. Discussing cutting a piece of meat in front of a person. And they come up to be martyrs because there's no is a toichel by things that are not dula karko. That's cases cutting meat lefonav. Lefonav means he's there, meaning it's la altar, it's miyat. It came up with Shimon Tadesh and says, why is it mutter? Because ain't toichel by things that are not dula karko. Speak to the achroinim, Kaddish and others, we see Shimon Tadesh is the one who disagrees with the Rashba. They point out, says the Mati, you do look in the Torah is a locha cipher. Does he bring down the hetel altar? Spain missing over here. Must be the Torah disagrees and holds his no head to altar. Says the Chanish, you know who disagrees with the Rashba? Everybody. The fact that all the Rishonim saw the Rashba, no one brings it down. We have all these 35 Rishonim who do not bring it down. Loch Lamaisa, that's from Loch. The Ram is a Loch Lamaisa cipher. Right? Everyone's a Loch Lamaisa cipher. Not bring it down. Down the smag, not say, but no one brings it down. Who disagrees? All the Rishonim disagree. Right? The Beis Yosef, it's not brought down Shulchan Aruch over here. He himself left it out, says the Chazon Ish. Therefore, l'chor, there's no heter of the altar. Interesting question, what do you do when the Rishonim asosim? They saw the Rashba, and therefore they agree? Well, they saw the Rashba, they're not bringing it down. It's going to be a Shulchan Das question, the Beis Yosef, before we wrote the Mechaber. But the Beis Yosef versus the Chazon Ish, how do you understand that? It's everyone saw it, didn't say it, they agree. Everyone saw it, they're not bringing it down, they disagree. Shulchan Das, Shalah, look upon it. Rambam says, what's being your raya? Unfortunately, the Sefto. The Sefto says, Ein Muraskin, Lefnei Azekainim, Lefnei Mizu Lefonim. So the Chanish, before she's kept, the Sefto says, it's even Lefonim. And Moshe, when he quotes the Chanish, he argues vehemently. He says, what do you mean? We have people go to us, Doichkins, and that's Dafshan the Sefto, Lab Dafkovir. So Moshe, we have clear Rishonim. It's not clear what the Rishonim hold, but it's very clear, one way or the other. And there are some who Moshe are Machmel, some who Moshe are Michael. Local Maisa, what do you hold to get to a sugya of the altar? So the Rebbe, there's a Nachla Sri, before the Makar Bar, before the Taz, he comes along and says, Osir, choose the Rashba, the Mishkas Yaakov, he wants to answer it, so I'll bring you a Klok Raya. The Locha we learn in Simon Rishnun, when a person has to prepare from Shabbos, from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, that's brought down the Gemara Kuf Yates of Shabbos, Gemara Kedushin also, Dapim Beis, that the Rashivas will prepare things. One of the things they prepare on Erev Shabbos, is they will be Purim Silka. They're called Silka. Why? Because you can't do it on Shabbos. Well, why not? To do an altar. Almai klar for the Gemara, there is no hetel alter. My son is Shvi'i Shabbos back. Maybe the reason why, because you have to cut small pieces and cook it. And cooking is not a hetel alter on Shabbos. But that says right. Tana Shani, my son is Michael, Ramah. Ramah writes very clearly, calls El Amai Elam Chaytech Mneach, Mneach Mneach, Atol Shari, Mneach 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 The Taz, Rasha Levi, then the Shabbos, Chasal Lopim, the Behetim, Pim Godim, the Goyim, Tversol, or Choshulchan, Akhletal. And Moshe is very clear that Mi'ikah did this way. He brings out those who are mafakrit to come home to be machmer. He lays a list of Achrin, Maisa, Mekel. He writes, Ulai abal nefesh to be machmer. Ulai. He said, Mokh Matzach, not to be machmer. I mean, Moshe holds, maybe abal nefesh to be machmer. Although, if you have Ramah, you have a Rajma, you have a Ram. The man that's Zikah, Lokom, and Kleisel, that's a minute upon Kleisel. Atana Shlishi, he says himself, after he says all the Shanim agree, very interesting, he says, Nach Lizor, Doch Tichas Gdolis Ksas. Brought down by the Daikim Moshe. Somehow the Beisayi, Daikim Moshe, bring it down, it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. However, it is brought down by the Eli Rabo, and the Tosef Shabbos, and Matthew Yudah, the Graz, Kitzach HaOdom, and the Olam Sol, the Mishmur is very clear that way, Nach Lizor, to go to Tichas Gdolis Ksas, what is the Sam of Sudasai? Different brought down by the Malachim, the Chodeshani, the Rosh Shabbos, Nishma Shabbos, and others. Now, even in this Malach, how do you understand the Yisrael over here? We have on the Malach Ma'aseh Matirat, came along the Mishnah and says, Nochel Lizor, to be a drop beggar. Is the Yisrael, it's mutter? Well, why not? Rav Chalim also. Let's be Choshish. Oh no, Betzim, let's be Choshish for the Oisim over here. So, among the Achronim is saying, only in this Malach, to be a Mavucho. My Mordechai writes very clearly, and the Chetzenek goes this way, he writes, Rachlan also, Avada, this Malach is saying, make it smutter, but why not? That's because you make it drop big over here. The way the Mat Yehuda, Mekor Chaim, and the Chanesh Sassili goes this way, he says, no, Chesh for the Oysim. That's Chesh for the Oysim, and say, Maiseth also. But let's take it now a step further. Magar Vum says, Lizor Lachter Chetik Gnos Ktas, and therefore says, the minig of Mendinois, and Lach is doing dak, Yishlam Amishis Mechu. Says to be Zor, but the minig to be Mekel, and then what to be Samechon. When someone says the minig to be, then what to be Samechon, what does that mean? It means it's Mutter, but Palmev should be Machmer. Or does it mean it's Osir, but don't make a Machon against them? Again, Amos says, Mutter. King of Magarom says, Nochli Zog Gdol Ktas, instead of Magarom, Vnogu, not that way, Yishlam Yisbechu. Meaning what? Go do it, Bal Nafshi Machmer, or don't go do it, but don't make a Machol. So even that seemed to be an argument has said over. Moshe, when he quotes over the Magarom, he says, Meet the Bal Nafshi Machmer, but it gets mutter. Mishabua has he said over. First he said, Mekomok Ma Noigim, such a word Nogu to Noigim. By Bitzalmu Tznoin, Ein Limchus Biyodim, those who are Mekel, or Semchal Mekilim. Means Bishmua took over and said over the words of the Magarvam, Ein Limchus Biyodim, the Yesh Ami Shiyasmukhu. I mean, saying, don't do it. Like, you're right, like the case the Magarvam says Tznoin. The Magarvam says the same words. So, it comes out, you have to realize, number one, Gomorrah's Mekel. Number two, which says Nochli Zor, what means Nochli Zor? The two ways to understand it is a Rachlam also, or Zalzik Shash B'Isser. Number three, when it says the Minixi Mekel Yishlam Yismuchu, the two ways say it over. The Minach Bal Nefesh, Nefesh Mi Machmer, but it does not mean don't make a Machol against a person. But taking it a step further, Mishmur said not to make a Machol. Does he mean in all cases, or like Nachm said over, Dakim with Solomon Snoy? I mean, certain from my see that being down, Mishmur says, not to make a machol, says, Urshu Shabbos, Am Kachu Shvi, and others, it means, but all vegetables, don't do it. But don't make a machol against them. Lechura, if you read the Mishmur slowly a couple places, four different times, you seem to be saying you have a right to the temple altar. There's a Mishmur, Sivkot, Lam and Gimel, Mishmur, Sivkot, Mem Aleph, Mishmur, Sivkot, Chav Dal, Sivkot, Tezvav, Sivkot, Chav Aleph, Sivkot, Chav Gimel. Over there, Mishmur seems to write these four or five times over here, Lalta is beside her. Now the word Ein Limchoi sounds like it's not Beseder, but don't make a Machol against them. Yet, it seems to be four or five other times, he seems to say it's Beseder, don't worry about it. Who are the Chilkis? Now the altar of the Maestil come to be Machmer. We have a tzir of Teuchin Ba'Eichlen. We have the 19 Shal Maestil and Michael. To find we have 19 and the Rajbo. About the Cleveland as is. Mashiach, in the case of Solomon's 9, we have only Dasachinim with the Rajbo. That the Maestil Michael don't make a Machal. But Maestil should do that. I mean, so you sound like Daf in the case of Snoin and Basal, we have only a limited amount of Rishonim make a Teuchin Ba'Eichlen. Then he won't come along the side to go do it. Otherwise, the other times, when you have all the regular cases of Eichel, we'll say we have a Rajbo altar, and we have other Yishonim, Maisa, Mekha, Teuchel, Eichel, Maisa, the Rechel, you could go do it. What to be Samech on, only maybe a Ulay about that fish. But otherwise, Yishonim, let's make. The way of the Chadish, how he comes out, he, Maisa, he says, to be Mekha on the altar, he only says, only be Tzir, for Teuchel, Achat, Teuchel. Or he says, only it's worried about Achilim right now, otherwise to be Machmer. Then he says, to a case of Teuchel, the altar with kids, he wants to answer it. Maisa says, he cannot do Teuchel, for children, unless he wants to answer. Which now really brings us to understand. We're thinking over here, the Atal Maisa's water. King of the Mishnah and Maharam, and those who bring down the Zamilo, will live on that fish, maybe lost the Limchais, of doing it a drop bigger. What is the Lashon of Teuchel that's dak? What is Gedolus Ktas? What share are we exactly discussing? We're saying things should not be cut into very small pieces. So the first shell we have discussed when discussing the share. Is that in which way are we discussing something called ayrech and something called reichav? In English, it's called slicing and slicing and dicing. You take a cucumber and slice it very thin. Is that teichin? Or teichin dafka slicing and dicing? Ayrech v'reichav. Make it not just thin this way, but very, very small and thin. Slicing and dicing. Is this a teichin slicing and dicing? Or is a teichin just slicing? That itself is the iser. Just dicing it. Okay, same idea, same concept. I think. But when I say making it very thin, is that the issue itself? It has to be both ways over here. So there's already a Tzemach Tzedek on Mishnayis a few hundred years ago, discussing the Gemara's second case after Silka. The Gemara says you have a case of chopping wood into small pieces. Now, over there, does it mean the case of slicing and dicing? About that. It means making it very thin to go use the twigs, to go use the fire. The Ibn says, Tzemach Tzedek, just like with the case of by wood, it means to make it very thin. Kailas Teichen. Also, sending to get to Eichel. Therefore, B'chayno, and the B'yashim, B'chayvnyevsky, B'falk, or Shabbos, come along saying, just like with Eitz of the Loch is, when you make it very thin, it's Teichen. That's the Gemara's second case. When you get to Eichel, be the same thing. Eitz and Eichel should be the same sugya. Sorry?
Oh, so that doesn't mean nice.
Slicing, just slicing.
Yeah, how do you know it doesn't
mean
dicing as
well? Chopping wood, they won't do that. Chops wood, chops wood, put in the fire. Where's the what? Way Rashi says, make it very thin, put in the fire. That's their saying. Come along, Moshe, he agrees to the Tzemach Tzedek. And Maisa, if you look in the Shoel in the Avodah Sefer, he writes to Moshe, I'm Chaimno. I mean, so Moshe don't say, do not know Chaimno. Chaimno come along and says this, he's over here from the Tzemach Tzedek. That this halacha over here is that by wood, I agree. And it's not me thin is tachlis over here. But neged to eichlin is not the way. It has to be slicing and dicing. Shlomo Zalman also says, and Chodesh Shani also goes this way, neged to eichel, and explain these sliders, neged to wood to get as tachlis is very thin. Neged to food to get as tachlis, says Shlomo Zalman, is to things you don't have to chew that well. Make it very, very small over here. Otherwise, to make it very thin without slicing and dicing is not leading to tachlis over here. Still have to chew it over here. And they were not nichel together toichen. Only by food would not say this together. I mean, shal among the svarim and the paiskim is the idea, besides for wood, everyone agrees wood is very thin. But they get to food, it is slicing and dicing and just slicing. Next question is, what exactly is the shear of dak dak? So the bialocha being sound, the reim is very clear and very simple. He says, loy noida lanu. We don't know what the shear is. We don't know. Now, once you don't know what the shear is, it sounds like the bialocha is an isidur abonon on something that we're not exactly clear what the category is over here. When the Chometz Chaim comes out, I think there are three levels. I mean, look among the svarim today practically. Some svarim make two levels over here. They make the level that are gdol ktsas. Kamung Nachshi said gdol ktsas l'maisas mutter. Something that's less than that. And then also, there'll be also in the klom of Tarichin over here. That means looking at either or opposing or Stomach, that seems like Gdol Ktsas L'Maisa is Mutter. So if we read the Mishmur, he does not go this way. He seems to make three levels over here. He seems to understand that something that's some of Sudasai, that the real act of Dak, according to the Ramal, might be Mutter. That those who hold to be Machmur, and therefore the Gdalis Ksas and some of Sudasai. And the third level is even above that, that even not some of Sudasai, you take apple, cut half of Mice and Smutter. That means you have to define three levels over here. The Ramal situation. What's Gedalch Sass who come to Mach Betzir, the idea of the altar? What's above that over here? Now, Maisa, again, I'm being clear, the Swami seem to have not that simple. Even Chaim Kineski in Shon Halachos, in the sixth print, first five prints, he made two levels. In the sixth print, he made a third level over here. Because the Shoni speaks out, there's a third level over here. A Pash is a third level. Either Mitzad Nesugin is Isra Bon Nireim. Mitzad, we're making it Sirif, we're not exactly sure what the Gedder of some of the over what get of Gedal Ksas is, we come to Machmer. We have two ways to go over. Either we're talking about Isra Abonim, we're not sure exactly what is big. Now, again, we disarm, they're confusing, they're not clear, they're misunderstanding each other, they're quoting each other, putting in different levels over here. Maisa, it's not that hard it's hard to understand what they're saying. Maisa, practically, not much of an afkamino. Once you have the background that more holds the altar's mutter. So these are a lot of times, and we should not be that worried what exactly the get is and the answer three levels. In the best of the beginning, we always have the Ramah. You have the Ramah, the Rashi, the Ram, make the place, you say, Yeshu Mim Lismukul. First question is, what is the getter that's above the shear that Abad is Alasar? That means an hour or two before, and you want to go cut it, Maisa's mutter. What is that level of mutter? Cut an apple half of Abad's mutter. What's that shear? So it's brought down from Shem Yashiv, anything more than Yemei Echol, the Mice is Mutter. If I had to bring it down, anything more than Yemei Echol is Mutter, and Kamas calling B'Soilim, B'Soilim, we're not discussing that case. And then what they want to say, more than Yemei Echol, that's out of the parasha. Asad HaSheni, the way Echol said over, he says, it depends. It has to be a lot more than Yemei Echol. Not a little bit, a lot. Go to Harvard. What does that mean? I'm not sure.
Relative
to what you do during the weekday? So the Nishma Shabbat says he doesn't understand. What's relative to what I do during the weekday, every person up to them. But yeah, it sounds like they're saying each person onto their own, whatever they do, a job bigger than that. From Yashiv, or the way I saw myself, a lot bigger than that. I said that Shlishi, the way I worked out from Shlomo Zalman, or the Pasadka, a month beforehand, he says the Gedra is something that you chew with your teeth, is nickel in the category. Anything they don't have, you do not have to chew with the teeth, is nickel in the category of Toichin. Something that you do have to choose is out of the parasha of Toichin. Anything that you have to chew is out of the parasha of Toichin. It's not Toichin. Because it's not minced. Anything that's minced, or something that's minced, very tiny, very small, that's the parasha of Toichin. Anything above that you have to choose is out of the parasha of Toichin. At Tzadar V, and Mamash at Tzadar Kotzer, Tzadar Kodashoni, anything they eat together with something else, not one on itself, you eat one tomato by itself, fine, that's not Toichin. These two things together, now that's in the parasha of Toichin. Then it's in the shell of Toichin already. That's not out of the parasha of Toichin. Eat two things on a fork, two things together on a spoon, fork, whatever it is, two things together, now it's in the parasha of Toichin. We have Mamash from Shulman Zalman says, anything that you chew is out of the parasha of Toichin. The Zohar Shoni says, whatever person eats together is in the parasha of Toichin. No one chooses anything. Now, forget, Shlomo Zalman says no, he says it's Tafkid. He says forget. No, he's right, it's from Eitzim, he says. Eitzim, the Tafkid is to be very small this way. And the Gerd of food, he said, the Tafkid is not to chew, and you're chewing. So you didn't get the act of Toichin yet. That's as Makor as Eitzim. Come on, bring up Yosher Moshe, and Simcha Baba seems to go this way. What does it get of Dak Dak? The Noshim, whenever they tell us to get a Dak Dak, they decide over here. The Baal Bostah, they decide what to get of Dak Dak. Above that, Mice, no problem over here. That's the end of the parasha. The idea of Toichin is now it's a finished product that does not be done anything else to go eat. Well, you have to chew, it still does not can go down without you chewing. So you didn't do an act to make it right to be taken down. You didn't make any tafas in the pula that you did over here that has a kshivas of an act. I didn't do anything to change what it is. It was a tomato beforehand, it's a small tomato. It's a small tomato, smaller. I don't have to chew. Oh, that's a different thing already.
Follow
the in-between level, The Vilna say the case of a tzir from la'alka ma'isa kamul ki meichol. So they bring down the Chadish says more than meichol, which is called the Yashiv. That's out of the parasha. The Mazilva seem to go this way, The way the Klum goes, he said this is a little bit more than meichol. That means meichol is a lot to be out of the parasha, and this is a little bit more than meichol. What's a little bit? What's a lot? You slaughtered. The Moin Am, how they seem to say it over, the Noshim, they say it over, whatever they decide is to drop more than usual, to have the Alta Lamaisa, they'll be Mekel. That means it seems to be the Sram have their understanding, they say Del Shreinus, and then the Noshim seem to do what they do over here, and it's very unclear, and they agree to the word of the Yerayim, but you don't know exactly what Shir is, and it's very ambiguous. Even the Sram would try to say something, don't say much. They don't have any pictures to show, no Kzai Sefer yet, when they have come out the Kzai Sefer with a book of all the other Abadim, but the Maisa didn't come out yet. So what is the size? So we have a few hundred years of Klai Yisrael. This is a drop bigger than something. I'm not sure what the drop bigger is, not sure what something is, or what above is. But otherwise, it's very clear. The Maisa seems to be the story why the Elam is, we let them do what they do, and Noshim seems to say, we tell Noshim, make it a drop bigger. We let them do, make it a drop bigger. And everyone does a dropping from themselves. Again, the Shabbos is not like that. I mean, the Noshim decide themselves what that is. The answer is, we have Rama, we have Rashba. Even the Nachli Zor end off Magar Avram and Mishabua, the minix of Maisi Mekel. Fine, so the Maisi we have what to be summing upon. I, Mishabua, say, Emimcha, the Moshe, the Vader, Ulay, Ba'nafshu, Machmo, over here. We have a list of Rishonim, could be as a word based sense of all the Shadogila out to Maisi's Motor. And therefore, they can do a case that's some Sudasai. Again, be very careful, make sure some Sudasai. Who are Yeshua Milismach, not Nevi'im, name Nevi'im, and leave them Maisa as is, and we don't seem to bother them. Again, it's not exactly clear what the getter of the Shir of Teichel Oir is. So, come out with it to be Klolim. Number one is Teichel Oichlin, we came out Beikir Echayim. Number two, Teichel Acha Teichel, Beikir came out Maisa's Mutter. The idea is some Sudasai, the Locha comes out, is the Minix Yimekel, is Nachlizah, Beikdolis Ksas. Next time we'll go to the next two columns. Slough.